surgery really wasn't my forte. I enjoyed more the dealing with the patients to help people with psychological hurdles. So I branched out into the field of psychiatry. Yes, I left the scalpel behind, and instead I took up the couch. I got me a paneled office with a fireplace. I sat in the big leather chair behind a huge antique desk. The room was tastefully decorated to make people feel relaxed, as though they were in a grandfather's study. Books and books and books lined the walls. There was a china tea set, and I would handle people's neuroses and their schizoid fantasies. It was nice. It was clean work. I didn't have to get dirty. I wasn't always being splattered with blood. I wasn't always screaming, hemostat, hemostat, hemostat is where it's at. I mean, I wasn't always dabbing and oozing vena cava. It was just, I didn't have to worry about the pronunciation of duodenum or duodenum. It was a nice, clean work. And I remember my most challenging case was a man who couldn't hold a job because of chronic stuttering. I mean, you think Marvin's bad. This guy was worse. It was like, I mean, he couldn't get a say. He had to carry around a chalkboard. When he made his first appointment, I remember him saying, Doctor, can you help? I said, wait a minute, geez, this is going to take forever. Just write it out. I mean, the man was desperate for help. And he'd been diagnosed as having just a severe mental disorder causing the stuttering. I said, I think I can fix it. Come back tomorrow. So after I got his $50 for the initial visit, I scheduled him for the next day. He walked into my office, and there the fireplace was burning brightly, and I had a poker right in the center of the fire. And that poker was just red hot. I said, all right, we're going to fix your stuttering now. Come over here and drop your pants. The guy was a little confused, but he did it. I said, drop the undies. He dropped the undies. I grabbed that poker. I said, all right, bend over. And I drove that poker right up his dog ass! Say, the second that poker entered his focus, the guy said, hey! I said, good. Tomorrow we'll work on B.
You can't believe it. Believe it. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.